Success and talent, debunking the myth. Success often requires hard work, but not everyone who works hard succeeds. This leads to the belief that successful people must possess some special talent or gift. However, this explanation is incomplete. It overlooks other factors that contribute to success and distorts reality. Success is not just about individual effort. Social and cultural factors also influence it. Take the Canadian Hockey League, for example. Its athletes are incredibly talented and dedicated, yet their success is not solely due to their hard work. Another crucial factor is what biologists call the ecology of a living thing. Just like a tall oak tree grows from a good acorn landing in the right place, these athletes excel not just because of their efforts and talents, but also due to a combination of random chance and social circumstances. An interesting observation in the Canadian Hockey Leagues is the birth date effect. A significant number of champions are born in the first few months of the year. This is because even a few months' difference in age can significantly impact a child's development. Children born earlier in the year are often bigger and more coordinated than their younger peers, giving them an advantage early on. They receive more coaching and playing time, which helps them become better players. This early advantage is not based on talent, but on birth dates. To address this imbalance and nurture genuine talent, it might be beneficial to have multiple tracks in hockey systems and schools. Instead of grouping children solely by age, which creates uneven playing fields, having two or more tracks could help level the playing field and allow talent to shine through. The role of practice in achieving excellence. Early selection processes are crucial because they influence superior performance, which is also determined by the amount of practice time. In fields like music, tracking potential professionals from childhood to adulthood reveals a clear pattern. Final status is linked to practice hours. Strong amateurs accumulate about 2,000 practice hours by adulthood, while future music teachers reach around 4,000 hours. Really good students amass about 8,000 hours, and elite performers invest about 10,000 hours of practice. This 10,000-hour benchmark applies to other fields like sports, arts, and technical training, such as computer programming. For instance, Bill Joy, known for rewriting Unix and Java, spent a parallel amount of practice time in the computer world. However, dedication alone didn't guarantee his success. The right situation was also crucial. In the 1970s, Joy attended the University of Michigan, one of the few places in the U.S. with resources for many people to practice programming simultaneously. Joy stumbled upon the computer center by accident, but could then program round the clock due to access in a system glitch that allowed students to exceed their allotted computer time. Similarly, Bill Gates had early access to computers at a Seattle private school with a computer club in the 1960s and could also steal time on nearby university computers. Timing and success and wealth. For success to pay off, the larger context must align. The 75 wealthiest people in history span various eras, but nearly 20% of them come from one generation in one country, the mid-19th century in the U.S. Individuals like John D. Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, and Jay Gould became incredibly wealthy because they were born at the right time to capitalize on America's economic boom. A similar pattern emerges with Gates, Joy, and other major tech figures. Gates was born in 1955, Joy in 1954, Paul Allen in 1953, Steve Ballmer in 1956, and Steve Jobs in 1955. They influenced their field because they entered it at the right time, early enough to make a significant impact, but late enough to benefit from the development of computers beyond the early days of punch cards. Success through unintended positioning. Historical positioning is often not deliberate and may not seem beneficial at the time. Joseph Flom, a Harvard Law graduate, faced challenges getting hired due to being ungainly, awkward, a fat kid, and Jewish in a legal establishment dominated by socially graceful WASPs. Excluded from prestigious firms, Flom and two partners started their own firm, taking on various cases. They began handling cases that established firms avoided, like takeovers involving contentious proxy battles, which were referred to them because Flom was Jewish and considered an outsider. When takeovers became more common, Flom was already an expert in the field, having more experience than his competitors and less emotional attachment to maintaining good relations with other lawyers who had excluded him. This unintended positioning led to a boom in demand for his legal services and his prosperity. Genius alone falls short. When Christopher Langen won $250,000 on a quiz show called 1 vs. 100, he became famous for his staggering IQ, said to be too high to be accurately measured. Langen's childhood intellectual accomplishments were stunning. He talked at 6 months old, taught himself to read by age 3, read Principia Mathematica at 16, and got a perfect score on his SAT, even though he fell asleep during the exam. Nevertheless, he achieved little success until he won the quiz show, because pure intellectual genius alone is not enough. It must be paired with practical intelligence, which Langen's life had systematically omitted. His mother was isolated from her family and had 4 sons, each by a different man. Langen's father was an abusive alcoholic. Langen lost his first college scholarship because he was a social misfit, and car trouble kept him from his classes at Montana State. He raked clams, worked in factories, and took jobs as a bouncer at bars. He never really used his intelligence professionally. Success through practical intelligence. Robert Oppenheimer exemplifies the combination of practical intelligence and genius. Like Langen, he showed intelligence early, conducting science experiments by 3rd grade and speaking Latin and Greek by age 9. Despite running into trouble in college due to serious depression, including planning harm to his advisor, Oppenheimer's practical intelligence saved him. Unlike Langen, who dropped out due to car trouble and social issues, Oppenheimer was put on probation for his actions. His ease with social norms and ability to navigate opportunities stemmed partly from his background. Placed in special schools by his family, Oppenheimer received extra attention and praise for his potential, which motivated him to succeed as a physicist. Their stories highlight that family background significantly influences success, even for geniuses. To succeed, brilliant individuals need praise for their intellectual achievements, guidance in society, and practical skills. How social factors influence conflict and math skills. For years, deadly family feuds disrupted life in Harlan County, Kentucky, where sons and cousins killed each other, continuing the cycle of violence from their father's generation. This phenomenon was deeply ingrained in Appalachian culture. The intensity of these feuds can be traced back to the British immigrants who settled in Harlan County in 1819. They brought with them a culture of honor, which mandated a violent response to threats, insults, and economic pressures. Such honor cultures are common in rocky herding-based regions. In herding communities, the shepherd must protect his livelihood quickly and in isolation, unlike farming, which relies on community support. In these cultures, a single insult can define a man's character, necessitating a response. These traits persist in regional cultures long after their origins are forgotten. Men from America's South, where the culture of honor is strong, are more likely to be polite when first meeting someone, but also more prone to violent outbursts in response to insults, compared to Northerners, even if both groups have lived away from their home regions for a long time. Asian mathematical superiority. Asian excellence in math has deep cultural roots. One advantage is their language. Asian languages have shorter number words, making quick processing easier. In countries like Japan, Korea, and China, the counting system is logical, using combinations for numbers beyond 10. For example, 11 is 10-1, and 12 is 10-2. This makes adding and subtracting almost automatic. Surprisingly, some of this superiority stems from historical differences in agriculture. In 18th century Europe, farming involved intense labor during planting and harvesting seasons, with idle winters. In contrast, Asian rice farming required constant, hard work. Asian peasants meticulously managed rice paddies, ensuring constant water flow. They planted rice for 2 annual harvests and had a wide variety of rice strains to choose from. This ingrained work ethic and attention to detail contributed to Asians' mastery of math, as they are accustomed to working long hours while focusing on multiple factors simultaneously. Social influences on commercial plane crashes. Social influences play a significant role in commercial plane crashes, despite the advanced technology of modern airliners. These accidents typically result from a series of human errors, often triggered by complications like bad weather. Surprisingly, accidents involve 7 consecutive human errors, which are not usually due to lack of flying skill, but rather stress, poor communication, and social norms within the crew. National cultures also impact aviation safety, with factors like the power distance index influencing how likely individuals are to challenge authority or share critical information. Cultures vary in their expectations of independence, with some valuing group alignment while others prioritize individualism. In high-stress environments like a plane cockpit, crew members from individualistic cultures tend to excel at focusing on critical information, potentially outperforming those from hierarchical, group-focused cultures. Businesses can address these cultural influences through specialized training programs. For instance, Korean Air revamped its training with consultant David Greenberg to mitigate cultural factors affecting its crews. This included English language training to reduce the impact of cultural hierarchy and introducing new attitudes toward authority. Such initiatives show that reshaping cultural habits through training can lead to improved performance and safety. Improved education for low-income students. The Knowledge is Power program, KIPP in New York, aims to improve the education of low-income students by teaching them cultural practices that help middle-class students succeed academically. One such practice is the SLINT protocol, which stands for smile, sit up, listen, ask questions, nod when being spoken to, and track with your eyes. Additionally, KIPP extends the school day, week, and year to address the socioeconomic reality that outside of school, middle and upper class kids are more intellectually active. Various activities stimulate their minds during vacations and weekends, whereas lower class kids tend to lose ground. KIPP challenges traditional educational models and asks a lot of its students, but it has shown superior results, significantly improving the academic success of students who were previously performing poorly. Key points. 1. Success isn't just talent. It also depends on birth date effects, such as in Canadian hockey players. 2. In music and other fields, elite performers often practice around 10,000 hours to achieve excellence. 3. Historical timing, like being born during America's industrial boom, significantly influenced the wealth of figures like Rockefeller and Carnegie. 4. External social conditions, such as family background and societal expectations, shape individual success and failures. 5. Cultural influences, such as honor cultures and agricultural practices, deeply affect behavior and skills like math in different regions. 6. Social dynamics and cultural norms within a team can greatly impact outcomes, as seen in aviation safety. 7. Programs like KIPP improve education for low-income students by extending learning time and teaching middle-class cultural practices.